of I, and one is peace, and the other is joy. And in Jesus, we have both of them all the time.
Hallelujah.
We're going to learn a new song. It's I Will Rejoice, and it's number 29. The words are very simple, and Marigold's going to teach it to us, just to introduce you to Marigold on my right, playing the guitar. Corinna's on the piano, and then there's Mark and Bob and Pete on the drums. And this song says, I will rejoice, for I have made my choice to rejoice in the Lord. You know, we can choose to rejoice in the Lord, or we can choose to be miserable. Do you know, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So, it's good to rejoice. It's less effort. Let's learn this song.
Okay. I will rejoice. I will rejoice.
I will rejoice, for I made my choice to rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice.
Actually made that decision. Anybody witness to that? Okay, well let's have a little moment while we just make that decision. Let's just close our eyes and come before the Lord and decide in his name to rejoice. Lord, I just bless you. You've given us everything that we need for life and godliness and joy. Praise your name. Lord, and just pray this with me, everybody who wants to rejoice. Lord, I make the decision now to rejoice in you. Amen. Bless the Lord. I will rejoice.
I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. When I made my choice to rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. For I made my choice to rejoice in the Lord.
Just for 1 minute, is just to turn to the person behind you or alongside you, someone who you don't know, and just tell them the best thing that's happened to you since you arrived here at Faith 86. Right, 1 minute. The best thing.
Worthy to be thanked and praised and worshipped.
just found this scripture coming to my mind this morning. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Do you know, sometimes people say, because I was saved on such and such a date, in such a month, and such a year. And sometimes it's just something in history. Did you ever hear about the man who got had a terrific conversion? And everybody kept asking him to give his testimony. And he'd written it all down on a piece of paper, and it was in a drawer. And every time he was asked for his testimony, he got the piece of paper and he went up and told them how he was converted. But one day the invitation arrived and they said, "Will you give your testimony?" And he went to the drawer and opened it, and he found that the mice had eaten the piece of paper. So he said, "I'm sorry, I can't give you my testimony because the mice have eaten it." Now, that's very sadly what some people's experience of Jesus is like. It's in history. But with joy, we draw water from the wells of salvation every day. And we rejoice in the Lord. Amen. There's a great song that we want us to learn. And it's something which is just comes right out of last night. It's number 19. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Okay? Right, we'll learn it.
He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Therefore I will sing and I will rejoice, for his spirit is in me. Christ the living one has overcome, and the sharing his victory. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. No one of us stands up there and sit by Christ beneath his feet. Jesus of the name of all names, can revive the majesty. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Therefore I will sing and I will rejoice, for his name lives in me. Christ the living one has overcome, and we share his victory. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. All of the dead and dead and sin on a cross beneath his feet. Jesus of the name of all names, crowned with honor and majesty. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world.
We just need to say, he that is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Let's say that in a declaration, and then we'll sing that song again now we've learned it. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. We better sing "He that is in me." Right.
He that is in me. Thank you.
that you are the great and the mighty one. Father, we just pray today that you will be the Lord, and we know that you are the Lord over every situation, over every life in this camp, to do your great and lovely and beautiful things in the lives of your people. Thank you, Lord. What I want us to do now, just for 1 minute, is all of us to pray for specific things today, all at once, all together, all out loud, and the Lord hears every single prayer, and none of them get mixed up. Okay, let's do it. Oh, Father, I just thank you. Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Oh, Father, we just thank you that you are the same every day. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We love you. We honor you. We worship you. We praise you. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. I will rejoice. I have made my choice to rejoice in the Lord.
I will rejoice.
You know those alarm clocks that have a radio built into them? If you've got one, give it away. Because, do you know what happens? When the alarm goes off that turns on the radio, you're tuned in to the wrong thing. Do you know what happens when the alarm goes off in the morning? We need to tune into heaven. Because rejoicing never stops in heaven. God has never changed. From the moment when he brought the creation into being for all eternity, God is the same. All the miracles we read in the Bible, they're all part of that never-changing God. So what happens in the morning, on a Monday morning, what do we do? When the alarm goes, we want to tune into heaven. I'm quite serious, folks. If you have an alarm that tunes you into the radio, don't tune it into the radio, because you'll find that the day is already going down before you've had a chance to begin. Either give it away to somebody, or you may well just need to kind of stick it in a drawer or even in the dustbin. You just need one of those alarm clocks that just goes beep, 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 beep. And then at that moment, you turn it off and you tune into heaven, because that's where God reigns. That's where there's rejoicing. That's where there's power. That's where there's victory. That's why we're rejoicing today. Have you got your Bibles? Right, well, pick them up a moment and turn to Psalm 34. And if you haven't got one with you, well, we forgive you today, but you're not forgiven for tomorrow, right? And if you haven't got one, well, then get your eyes near somebody else's, and they'll be very kind enough to loan them to you. And if there's two side by side and there's spare extra ones, well, then hand them around so you can get to Psalm 34. Just see the first two lines a moment. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Now that's what we're saying to begin with. Now what we're going to do with this psalm is we're not going to say it. We're going to sing it. And we're all going to sing it to our own tune. And at any kind of pace that you like, although not too long, because if you're still singing it here at 11 o'clock, well, then you'll be singing on your own. But Marigold's going to give us a chord, and then we're going to sing our own tune. And we're going to praise the Lord right the way through Psalm 34 from the beginning to the end. It doesn't matter what translation you've got. If you happen to speak German or Swedish or some other language, well, sing it in your own language. We don't mind what you do. God understands it all, and his praises are in our hearts, and he is blessed by the praises of his people. Okay, I don't know how this is going to go, Marigold. This is like a swimming pool, and I'm on the high diving board. Whoom! And let's see how it goes. Right.
In tongues, okay? And when you get to, if you get to the end before everybody else, well, just sing in tongues. It'll be great. Hallelujah. Okay, hear the chord. I will exalt His praise. The Lord is me on my lips.
Within me, cry holy, let all that is within me cry holy. Everything that within us today will bring glory to you, will cry Jesus, the name above every name, the name that meets every need, the one who has done everything that we need for life and godliness through his victory on the cross. Oh, Jesus, we just thank you that today you are the victorious one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just sit down a moment, please. I talked about those radio alarms, which you've now all consigned to the wastebasket. But I want to ask you a question, because one of the things that's very important is that the very first thing we do in the day is to praise the Lord. And I have found in traveling around this country and around many other countries that it's been a very great strength into people's lives to really learn to praise the Lord every day. It came one day as a great surprise to me that everybody, every Christian person, didn't wake up in the morning praising God. And I'm very glad that Ishmael has got the same revelation, because he taught us a song on Sunday, which in fact is the scripture which tells us that we should praise the Lord. His wakey wakey song, which comes from Psalm 57. I don't know whether we know it well enough, because I don't know it, to be able just to sing it. But it says here, "Awake my soul, awake harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. I will sing and make music, my heart is steadfast, O God." Now, last year, when we were at Newark, I talked to you about this, and I prayed for people that they would receive a song in the morning. How many people were there last year and got their songs in the morning? That sounds very good. Now, how many people are still getting their songs in the morning when they wake up? Right, one or two of you have backslidden. We can pray for you in a moment. Right, now, how many people have in fact been strengthened in their lives day by day by singing praises to God the very first thing they wake up in the morning? Hallelujah, you've gotten more hands this time. Praise the Lord. Now, it's not just a gimmick. Do you know, this morning when we came in, one of the team here said, well, I don't know that it isn't a bit more difficult to get up on Monday morning. And I said, you know, we praise the Lord every day. There's no Monday mornings in the kingdom of God. But I looked at Mark and I said, you're here, Mark, but you're still asleep. And so the first thing that we needed to do as we had our little prayer time was we made our choice to rejoice in the Lord. We had three attempts to get the right key. The first one was so low that it was already in my boots, and that was my attempt. The second one, I can't remember where it went. We got the wrong song. And the third one was right. And by the time we finished it, we had made our choice to rejoice in the Lord. Now, because when the alarm clock goes on, you don't tune in to Radio 1, you tune into heaven. You know, it's always broadcasting. Do you know that? It doesn't close down like Shogun Radio. It's always broadcasting. Do you know that? Heaven is always broadcasting. And so, when the alarm clock goes on, you just say, right, Lord, just want to tune in to heaven. What's on the wavelengths this morning? And you know, the Lord's got actually a different wavelength into each of your hearts. And it's the song that will bless him and will bless you. Do you believe that? Right. Do you want it to happen? How many of you would like to wake up every day and praise God? Right, well, that's what's going to happen. What you have to do is to say, Lord, I will praise you. It's a choice. I will praise you every day as I wake up. Second thing, I will tune in to the heavenly wavelengths. And then the third thing is, I will sing the song that you give me. And as long as you do those three things, it'll happen every day of your life from now right throughout all eternity. Because when you get to heaven, it's good practice for heaven, because when you get there, you'll be praising God for all eternity. So I'm going to pray for you now. How many people don't wake up singing songs of praise to the Lord at this point of time? How many people don't wake up singing songs of praise to the Lord? Right, we've got some good work for God to do. That's great. Now, for those of you who don't, you're going to. Those of you who do, you're going to do it every day. And those of you who have backslidden, you're going to slide forward. Okay, stand up. I'm going to pray for you, and then we're going to praise the Lord a bit more. Father, I just thank you. As we stand up now, we are saying in our hearts, Lord, we will tune into heaven every day as we wake up in the morning, whether we wake up with an alarm clock or whether we don't wake up with an alarm clock, but we will praise you every day. Lord, we make our choice to praise you. Lord, we will tune our hearts into your heavenly wavelengths. And, Lord, we will receive that song you place into our hearts. And, Lord, number three, we will sing the song that you give us to your glory and, Lord, to the strength of our own souls. And, Lord, I just thank you that we just make those three decisions. And, Lord, I just thank you that you give to every one of my brothers and sisters here that song every day. It'll start from tomorrow morning for all eternity. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Number 37, lift up your heads to the coming King.
Lift up your heads to the coming King. Bow before him and adore him, sing. To his majesty, let your praises be. Your
We just thank you, Father, that today you are the Lord of everything. And Lord, we just thank you that you place your blessing upon every detail of today, particularly the children and their new programs and the seminars and the sports and all the activities on the units. Father, I just thank you that as we have brought our praises to you, you just surround our lives and the work that you are doing today with your glory and your presence. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
praise and adore. We want just to express the greatness and the faithfulness and the power of the Lord. Now we need to do this together, and we need to do it out loud. And you need to speak out the greatness of God. Let's just do it together. You're a great God. You're a faithful God. Loud, lift the roof. We don't mind lifting the roof. We can always put another one on. Okay. You're a great God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have been kind of conditioned by the words we use. We talk about having a quiet time. You know, we need a noisy time with God, you see? Because, and then we have a quiet time. Sometimes it's so quiet, I think God wonders whether we're there. And sometimes we wonder whether He's there. And we just can express His greatness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lift Jesus higher. It's number 36.
Lifting Jesus higher. You know, in lifting our hands, it's an expression of our praise. But as Bob was saying last night, sometimes we don't know how to receive. And I also feel that the lifting of our hands is like another expression. You know, sometimes we say, Lord, will you please bless me? And it's as if the Lord's pouring his blessings down, and we give him a little gap to come through. Lord, I want your blessings, please. And we say, Lord, we're not getting very much. And the Lord says the gap isn't very wide. And I believe that when we lift our hands to the Lord, we're actually saying, I lift Jesus higher. And it's like a funnel. You know, get it at the maximum opening so that you get the maximum coming in. And I believe as we take that song, Lifting Jesus Higher, you know, as we lift him higher in our hearts and in our lives, then He just comes in with his healing, with his power, with his blessing. And so let's just take that expression in lifting Jesus, and as we lift him, his blessings will pour down the funnel. Okay, so I'll lift Jesus higher. Jesus higher. We just thank you. We can worship and we can magnify the name of Jesus as we are together praising him and magnifying his lovely name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just got a question for you a moment before we sing another song. I want to see whether you got tuned into heaven today or whether you got tuned into earth. Did you get your songs this morning? Come on, did you get your songs? Praise the Lord, that sounds good, right? If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, you have to ask someone else because you weren't here yesterday. Right, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just take another song and then I got something to say to you. midst of your sorrow. I am peace in the midst of the turmoil. I am your strength in the middle of weakness. I am your hope in the middle of hopelessness. I am the God who meets all your needs. I am the one who never fails. Look only to me, because you will not be disappointed. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Just sit down a moment, please. Great to learn how to be tuned into heaven. I just want us to do one little thing, in fact, as we come to the closing of our time of praise and worship today. As we wake up in the morning, as we learned yesterday, we need to be tuned into heaven. We need to be tuned into the praises of heaven, into the joy that's in the presence of God. But there's another thing that very easily happens, is that when we wake up in the morning, when we begin the day, that our hearts get pulled into fear. And we do not walk into faith. And God wants us today to learn how to walk in faith and not to walk in fear. Now, Colin taught about it yesterday morning, and we have to begin to do it. Do you know, some of our praying is not praying with faith. It is expressing our fears, our doubts, our worries. And so we need to learn to express faith. The word says in Romans, the word is near you, it is in your mouth. That is the word of faith that we are proclaiming, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. You know, sometimes our prayers are, Lord, I hope today is going to be better than yesterday. Lord, I hope that it's not going to be too difficult. Lord, I hope that you're going to kind of make me feel a little bit better than I feel now. And, you know, we wonder why that's how our days go by. But faith says not what we feel, but what God is saying. And so I want us to, in fact, express faith for today. What is God going to do today in your life, in a situation, in this camp, something that's going to happen today? Lord, I believe you to do this in my life today, or to do this in another situation today, to do something for the children today. So I want us actually to stand up in a moment. Just wait a second. I want us to turn to one other person, and I want us to pray a prayer of faith and not a prayer of fear. I'm going to give you half a minute to think about it. You may be saying something that God's going to do for you today, and you say to that person, and you're not saying it to them, but they are the witness to your prayer. You're saying, Lord, today you are going to do this in my life because you are faithful, and that is your word into my heart, or words to that effect. And it may be that you are looking for something else, for somebody else, and you express it clearly. God, you're going to do that in that situation today because you're a faithful God. We need to learn in the morning to begin to speak faith and not to speak fear, because there's always a contest that goes on. And you can either go down one or you can go up into the presence of God. Right, let's stand up now. And for 1 minute, you can turn to the next person, and you've got a half a minute prayer each. No long prayer, no prayer around the world. You can pray for one thing in real faith today. Unlock the resources of heaven. We're going to arise and go forth. It's number 28. And as we begin to sing this, we can begin to disappear, because we need to reappear again at 9:30.